What up, Pac-12 fans? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Today we are discussing Arizona Wildcats, their performance against Oregon, some good takeaways, some not so great takeaways, and what to expect in the upcoming season. They're going into a bye week next weekend. So got some things to talk about with Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats.
Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you everything you need to know about the Conference of Champions. Today, joining me is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats, and I'm your host, Cindy Robinson. I always forget because we're on YouTube now. I'm like, oh, they know who I am, but I have to say it for our listeners that are, you know, listening to the Odyssey app or wherever they get their podcast.
Well, now that you're branching out, Cindy, I mean, we need to be honest. We need to be able to tell the people exactly who you are.
Oh my gosh, branching out. I don't know what you're talking about. But for those of you who are not used to listening to Locked On Pac-12, to our new listeners, I am the host, Cindy Robinson. I have a new title now. That's
too bad. Share with the public.
I got a new job. I am now a senior social media specialist at ESPN. So,
wow. Talk about burying the lead. Very cool. Congratulations. Virtual high five right there. Very cool.
Thank you. So if you guys were, you know, a little questionable about my background, or if you didn't trust in what I had to say, now I think you should trust. Like, you know, I know what I'm talking about.
No
think
doubt. Very impressive.
But yeah, so we have Michael on today. He's one of our favorite co-hosts that come on weekly, giving us everything we need to know about the Wildcats. Now, Michael, we've been talking about them. It's been an up and down roller coaster. You know, we've had moments of like, ooh, it's going to look better than we thought this year. And then right. It's like, ooh, it might look worse than we expected. This weekend they faced Oregon, and we kind of already knew that this was going to be a tough game for them. Oregon is not an easy team to compete against, but I will say we saw more positives than I think I would have expected. What about you?
We saw way more positives than I expected, at least. I thought, quite frankly, that this was going to be a slaughter. I thought this was going to be a team that was going to lose by 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. I mean, 10 touchdowns for all I care. And it looked like it. You're down 10-0 about 3 minutes into the game. But Arizona battled after that. And that's what was impressive about it, Cindy. I did not expect to see the fight that I saw from the Cats there. And maybe even more so than that, it looks like Arizona, at least, and I know anytime you throw 5 interceptions, nobody's going to say, you know, that's Tom Brady right there. But I kind of wonder if Arizona's got a quarterback to a certain extent, because Jordan McLeod played some pretty good football out there for the Cats.
That's what I wanted to talk about more than anything, because I think Arizona's been one of those teams, and they're not alone. There's a few Pac-12 teams who have been battling with that quarterback position, Washington State being one of them, trying to figure out who's going to be their starting cornerback. And we've seen a few, you know, in that position, but now it seems like they have found their starters. According to Jed Fish, it's going to be Jordan McLeod moving forward as of right now. And yeah, despite the 5 interceptions, he still liked what he saw. He liked his vision. I think that Jordan, it says a lot about what's going on in that quarterback room if, you know, after 5 interceptions, you're still considered the best quarterback in that room. Granted, interceptions don't mean that you're terrible. It means you need to make some better decisions, sure. But what do you think made Jordan stand out over Gunnar Cruz? And
you know what it was? And I'm going to be just very simple here, because I'm a simple man. He was able to move the ball. He was able to move the ball up and down the field. I mean, how many times with Gunnar Cruz or Will Plummer, where it just looked like a struggle to move the ball? Now, granted, 5 interceptions sucks. You don't want to have that. Right. But you know what? We don't have the highest expectations right here, and that's because we're on a 15-game losing streak right now. So, Cindy, to answer your question, he just looked different than everybody else. He was able to move the ball. It looked like he had a little bit of a leadership quality that I think some of the other players haven't possessed or certainly haven't shown. And that's what was different to me out there. He looked, He looked like he had a grasp of the offense and more ability than the other two guys. And I think that says something because, let's be honest here, I mean, he's only been here for 3 months. These guys have been here for, depending, a year, 2 years. So I think there's a higher upside with Jordan McLeod for sure.
All right, Arizona, you guys have an official starting quarterback finally for the season. Let's see if he remains in that position. You know, it's up for grabs if he doesn't go right for later down the line in those other games coming up. But coming up next, I do want to talk more about that offense and some of the highs and lows from the game against Oregon and maybe what we can probably expect to see after the bye week going into the season, you know, further into the season.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Before I jump into that, college football fanatics, you definitely need to know about Prize Picks. It's a daily fantasy made easy for you. Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players that you might not have ever even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All of the users that deposit and use the promo code will receive 100% instant deposit matchup to $100. Sorry. Just to be sure, use promo code Locked On. You pick 2 to 5 players and over and under on their projections, and then you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries, which is really cool because you can take the over on LeBron and the under with on Mahomes in the same entry. Nowhere, I don't think you can do that too often.
It's unique, for sure.
Very unique. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's literally that easy. So Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Okay, Michael. So now, for those, you know, interested in Prize Picks or whatever, we need to know more about Arizona.
Because who doesn't want to know more about Arizona when you're on Prize Picks? Let's be honest here, Cindy.
You have to, right? Because you never know when you can come up on a situation and, you know, maybe win something because. Just because Arizona may not be the fanciest team or the, you know, sexiest team in the Pac-12 right now, there's still some hope for them, I think. More than anything, I already told you, I'm an underdog lover. Like, I'm here for those stories. I love to see the underdog somehow come out and, you know, upset teams or, like, shake some things up when people didn't expect them to. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're starting to see Arizona shift and really buy into what Jed Fish is trying to sell them. You know, mm-hmm. I think Jed coming into this position knew that it was going to be a work in progress. This isn't going to be like a winning year right off the bat. But it seems like he's getting his players to buy into it after those first few games that were a little rocky.
Right, for sure. And, you know, And I fall into this camp and this struggle as much as anybody, Cindy. But the one thing that I always fall into is the overreaction that comes with sports. And, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks ago, it doesn't look like Jed Fish can coach. Everybody's wondering what exactly is going on right here. And now it looks like, oh, well, he's got a vision. He's got a quarterback. It's so much different. And I think it's unique to college football in that regard. And that we're all kind of prisoners to the moment there. And, you know, it's going to take a while for Fish to be able to get this thing going. Right now, there's a lot of fishes out of water right now. I'm sorry, this is terrible. But, you know, he's a guy that he's got a vision. And if you've got a vision, you got something to sell. I mean, how many times do you see a coach? And, you know, only one of us was a Division I athlete right here, and it certainly wasn't me. So, I mean, so, you know, like, you know, there's certain qualities that attract you to a coach. It's a vision. Sure. It's they know Cindy Robinson. They know what she excels at. And I think Fish does a pretty good job at that, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's just going to take a long time because this team is so far behind. Again, I mean, I'm sitting here super enthused and rightfully so about a team that just lost by 22 points with a quarterback that threw 5 interceptions. That kind of shows you where we're at in Tucson right now. But, you know, I look at it, though, and I think myself, okay, well, we've been bad for 3 years. What's 3 more years? It's just 3 more years off my life. Who cares?
Yeah. Some of those bright spots seem to be coming from the offense, specifically the offensive line, and just the blocking that we saw from the offense as well. We saw the tight ends get involved in there. It seems like they're moving more cohesive and kind of learning what roles that they can do and help the team actually win and score and succeed.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And that's what I think what's going to be fascinating. And I would, you know what, if I were on Prize Picks, not saying that I'm not, I'm as a matter of fact, I probably am. I would probably put something in that I think Jordan McLeod's going to have a really good game. So if you could get the right numbers, if you can get the right type of situation, I would be very interested in getting Jordan McLeod on the come up right there. I think he's going to have a really nice game. And you know what, whatever those stats are that you're looking at, I'd hop in on those right there.
Okay. Now, do you feel like those interceptions are going to be a problem moving forward in the future? Or is it just a matter of tweaking some things, knowing that like, okay, I'm the starting quarterback now. There are decisions that I need to make better in, you know, certain situations, but he's capable of doing that and making those adjustments?
He's capable of doing that for sure. And you got to remember too, this was the first real week that he had the playbook. This was the first real week that he had, you know, the entire offseason was basically Gunnar Cruz and Will Plummer. And now it's a lot different. He's going to be getting all the reps. Arizona's going into a bye week right now, which I think is a great opportunity for him to be able to learn, be able to kind of figure some things out right there. So you got to be pretty excited if you're Jed Fish, knowing you got your quarterback. And for the first time, he's going to be able to have all the reps, get on pace with all of the receivers on the outside. I think you're going to see a difference. I don't think, you know what, Cindy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, he's not going to throw 5 interceptions. There you go.
Okay.
On Prize Picks.
A lot of faith there from Michael Luke. Coming up, still to come, we want to discuss the defense and some things that Arizona still needs to work on moving forward into the season and hopefully trying to capture that first win. And what is it? We're on a 16 losing game streak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're hoping to end that soon. So we'll continue to talk about that for sure. For those of you that, you know, may have some issues with sweating, don't fret. I have a product for you. I know we're moving into fall.
Sweat block right there.
There we go. I know we're moving into fall. So like it's going to be, you know, a little cooler. And some people like me may still have sweating issues. It could come from nerves. It could come from, you know, random anxiety or just who knows, you still get hot. Either way, Sweat Block is for you. Now, the Sweat Block wipes are perfect because they're doctor created, doctor recommended. They work for up to 7 days per use, and they're dry shirt guaranteed, which means if Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you can get your money back. It's been featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. So, you know, if it works for them, it's going to work for the everyday person. You basically can wear what you want to wear. It's like, you know, a little help with your confidence, and then you can take it wherever you go. It's literally simple as this. They're sweat block antiperspirant wipes. They're supposed to be stronger than any clinical antiperspirants. You simply apply it at night before bedtime, go to bed. Next morning you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. Definitely still use deodorant though. Like, we don't want to skip on that. If you or someone you love is dealing with this and you know they may be interested, go ahead and check out Sweat Block. You can get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with the promo code LOCKEDON. Or at Amazon and CVS. So definitely check that out if you're someone you know that has a little issue, because don't worry, it's nothing to be ashamed about per se, but it's something, this product will definitely help you deal with that. And then for those of you that may be looking for a new protein bar, the best tasting protein bar out there is Built Bar.
It's not even close either.
See, I'm telling you, everybody that has tried it can literally vouch for it. The best part is 9 delicious flavors and it's healthy. So when it comes to the flavors, they literally range from coconut almond to cherry, raspberry. Then you have stuff for your chocolate lovers, salted caramel, double chocolate, literally a little something for everyone. If you're someone that's adventurous and you want to try them all, that's an option too. It's called a mix box. You can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Now, on top of the being tasty part, it's the healthy part. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. So that's 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. You can order yours today at BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Do not miss out on this great treat. Try it out. I'm telling you, I would not steer you wrong. Michael likes it. Brian Brown likes it. I feel like all the Locked On hosts love it. So we're not lying to you, I promise you.
For sure.
Okay, so Brian, when it comes to the Wildcats, you know, we have been kind of picking at them all season so far, which has only been a few weeks, but there's been things that, you know, have been of concern. And after this game, what do you feel like are key things they still need to work on, especially going into this week where they're going to have a break, they're going to have a bye week before continuing on in their Pac-12 play?
You know, I'm going to say they need to work on everything because, quite frankly, they're not good really at anything. You know, when you got a 15-game losing streak, there's not a ton to look at and be optimistic about. But you know what? I want them to be able to build on what they did, and that starts with Jordan McLeod. To quote Tupac, all eyes on me, and that's where we're going with Jordan McLeod right now. I think you're going to see a different guy. Now, again, Arizona quarterbacking hasn't been good for a long time, so maybe it's, you know, the race to the bottom right here. But I look at it and I think to myself, you know, that's going to be the difference here because the defense is okay. It's not great. It'll be okay all season. But if they can get some play out of the offense, then I think you're looking at something that could, you know, maybe they could win a game or two. They might be able to sneak a game in here or two. And after the NAU game, Cindy, I didn't think there was any opportunity to be able to win a game.
Yeah. I will say it seems that, you know, like you said, with having a quarterback that's your leader, I think having one solidified as your starter and not bouncing from different player to different player will help this team. He definitely, like you said, moved the ball and it seemed to like get his receivers more involved in the game and kind of change the whole outlook of that offense. When you're talking about that defense, there were a few good things. We saw like Anthony Pandy had a, you know, decent game. Who else? There was another person we mentioned, but either way, as good as the game that they may have had, there were still so many issues with that defense. Mm-hmm. One of it being, you know, the safeties and linebackers in that passing game. Right. So as far as going back to the drawing board, where are we at defensively?
You know, defensively, they're okay. You know, it's kind of a bend but don't break defense. I know you gave up a big play to Anthony Brown to begin the game. But other than that, you know what? They don't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which is a little annoying. But at the end of the day, you know, they're not terrible. And, you know, I'm fine with that. Again, I know this every time I talk about Arizona, it's like, whatever. But they're not terrible on defense, so I'll take it.
Well, it's okay. I feel like you have come to realization of what you're dealing with, and you've decided to be honest with yourself about this season. So it's okay. You're not a delusional fan.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And you know what? We'll get another free Prize Picks reference in here. I would go to Prize Picks and take whatever it is with Arizona. I'd probably take the under right now. Outside of Jordan McLeod. I like Jordan McLeod, but everything else I'm going under.
Okay, that's your lock of the day.
Lock of the day, exactly. You know what? While I'm doing that, I'm probably going to consume a Built Bar.
There you go. Hitting all cylinders. Okay, so one thing that we have continued to talk about is how you think that Arizona could very well go through this season without winning a game. Do you still feel that way after seeing Jordan? Like, do you feel like there's more hope for them to actually secure at least one or two of those games?
Gun to my head, yes. I don't think Arizona wins a game. I think they do go into the offseason on a 24-game losing streak.
No.
But, I mean, heck, we're at 15. What's 9 more? But I do think that there's a chance to win a game or two now. And I didn't think that before the Oregon game. So hope springs eternal down here in Tucson.
Okay. Well, I'm not mad at a little bit of faith. You know, Wildcat fans, I'm rooting for you guys. I'm here for the underdog story. Hopefully something switches up. Who knows? We're going to.
Cindy, why don't you give the listeners out there, because you're a modest gal. Why don't you give the listeners out there a little bit of an update on what you've been up to? That's very cool.
Oh, okay. So I have been, you mean my new job?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
So basically what happened, I was with Bleacher Report as a content programmer working with the app. Now I have made a shift into ESPN world, and I will be a senior social media specialist with them. So that's doing everything from helping create content for the social media pages, programming the content, strategizing how we will do things with our social. I'm new to the team, so I'm not doing a lot just yet. You know, they're trying to get me all in the mix and, you know, teaching me the ways and things. But yeah, very glad to join the team, help, you know, bring some different culture to the social media. Hopefully you'll see some changes with ESPN and what they have going on, and you guys will like it.
Absolutely. Very cool, though. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it. Now, for those of you that are, you know, really interested in betting, you want to check out the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. And then follow along with the Locked On Pac-12 podcast and the Locked On Wildcats podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, like, comment here on YouTube for the Locked On Pac-12 podcast. We are creating more content here, providing you guys with another opportunity to listen and, you know, tune in to everything Conference of Champions. We got you here covered on the Locked On Pac-12 podcast. And then follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at is it LO Wildcats?
LO Wildcats.
Mm-hmm. At Iron Mike Luke and @_CindyRobinson. We'll be on Twitter talking sports, talking whatever, who knows, but check it out, follow along. And then other than that, stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network. We got you covered here for college football, soon to be college basketball. I know Michael loves college basketball
ready.
Season. So we'll have a lot to talk about for sure this season. Make sure you guys are staying locked on.